My Life with the Chimpanzees by Jane Goodall. And that's me. Chapter 1. It was very stuffy and hot where I crouched, and the straw tickled my legs. There was hardly any light either. But I could see the bird on her nest of straw. She was about 5 feet away from me, on the far side of the chicken house, and she had no idea I was there. If I moved, I would spoil everything, so I stayed quite still. So did the chicken. Presently, very slowly, she raised herself from the straw. She was facing away from me and bending forward. I saw a round white object gradually protruding from the feathers between her legs. It got bigger. Suddenly she gave a little wiggle, and plop, it landed on the straw. I had actually watched the laying of an egg. With loud, pleased clucks, the chicken shook her feathers, moved the egg with her beak, then proudly strutted her way out of the hen house. I tumbled out, stiff but excited, and ran all the way to the house. My mother was just about to call the police. She'd been searching for me for hours. She had no idea that I'd been crouched all that time in the hen house. This was my first serious observation of animal behaviour. I was 5 years old. How lucky it was that I had an understanding mother. Instead of being angry because I'd given her a scare, she wanted to know all about the wonderful thing I'd just seen. Even though I was so young at the time, I can still remember a lot about that experience. I remember being puzzled about eggs. Where on a chicken was there an opening big enough for an egg to come out? I don't know if I asked anyone. If I did, no one told me. I decided to find out for myself. I remember thinking as I watched a hen going into one of the hen houses, "Ah, now I'll follow her and see what happens." And I remember how she rushed out, squawking in alarm, when I squeezed in after her. Obviously, that was no good. I would have to get in first and wait until a hen decided to come in and lay her egg. That is why I was so long inside the hen house. You have to be patient if you want to learn about animals. When I grew up, I became an ethologist, a long word that simply means a scientist who studies animal behaviour. Most people, when they think of an animal, think of a creature with hair, such as a dog, a cat, a rabbit, or a mouse, a horse, or a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?